Hi there. The word for you today is on how God feels about you. In Isaiah 43 verse 4 we read, God said, "You are precious to me." If you're struggling with feelings of unworthiness, praying longer, working harder, and vowing to do better won't necessarily change how you feel. Like remodeling an old house with a cracked foundation, you can redecorate every room, but you know what? The floors and the ceilings will just keep sagging until eventually it collapses. You've got to address the foundation. To do that, you must begin seeing yourself as God sees you. Why? Because only then will you experience the stability and the love you seek. Have you any idea how God really feels about you? Let me lay this out for you. He sees you several ways. Let me give you some of them. Number one, lovable. Listen to what he says. Isaiah 43, "You are precious to me, you are honored, and I love you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Whoa, what assurance. In Deuteronomy 33, verse 12, the Bible says, God speaking, "The one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders." What a secure position to be in. And number two, God sees you as valuable. If you grew up feeling unwanted, you got the wrong message. God established your value, your worth at the cross. Galatians 2:20, Paul writes, "The Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you." The slogan on the Hallmark greeting card says it this way, quote, "When you care enough to send the very best." Isn't that great? That's what God did for you on the cross. And number three, God sees you as capable. Without a supportive environment to grow up in, it's easy to end up with a diminished sense of ability. It's why we compensate by overachieving in life or trying to. But God knows what you are capable of because the Bible says in 1 Peter 4 verse 10 that he has given you, quote, special abilities. Furthermore, Ephesians 2 verse 6 in the Message says, he has set you down in company with Jesus. So stay in your seat and don't let anybody tell you that your life doesn't matter. It does. And you know why? Because God says so.